This is a production from the Yak Podcasting Network. The home for your growing sonic map of local voices, united in their commitment to the best in podcasting.
Okay, welcome back. This is episode four? episode four of the Diva Chronicles. I am Natasha Hastings.
And Felicia George.
And we are here with the Diva Chronicles. So this week we're going to talk about body image and some of the things that I guess both of us have experienced through our journeys, you know, through sport, of course. That's the whole point of the Diva Chronicles, our journeys. Yeah. I also posed the question to Instagram, so hopefully you guys had some time to get some questions in, and we'll get to those towards the end.
Send us the questions.
Yeah. Maybe I should tweet, too.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tweet, too.
Hit that button.
Anyway, let's jump right into it.
Well, I was thinking where we could start was, I don't know if we dive in too much, but speaking on what we're, like, self-conscious about, personally, with our bodies.
Oh, gone.
Like, let's just throw it out there. Like, let's...
We just gonna get down and dirty.
Yeah.
Okay, who's going first? Me or you?
You go first.
I'm definitely self-conscious about my boobs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
In what way?
Because I don't have none.
Oh, okay. Yeah. True.
My midsection, when I gain weight, that's the first place that they go. My thighs, because I have big thighs, so that is my stomach, then my thighs. I'd say that's it. Say it sounds like a lot, but
For me, it's funny you said boobs, but I wouldn't have initially said boobs. But sometimes I'm just aware of the fact that I don't have any boobs. So a lot of the times I have no issue with it, but when I'm like in non-track clothes, getting dressed up, sometimes I'm like, oh man, like, would have been nice. But I also feel like I've kind of like perfected the knowing what works well on my body.
Okay, I want to let you finish because you said two things that I'm like, but go ahead, finish.
I was just gonna say, because for me, if I'm want to like get dressed up and I'm trying to like bring my little feminine side, my extra sexy, I would do like a deep V type of vibe, as opposed to like cleavage, because there is none. Okay, go ahead, say what you said. Should I say that's not my only thing?
I was like, finish.
Probably my biggest thing that I'm most self-conscious about, which people are gonna find maybe crazy, is my stomach. Tasha already looking at me crazy
because you have the sickest abs I've ever seen.
And so same thing, where if I'm gonna gain weight, I gain weight my midsection. Mm-hmm. And I always feel like if I'm like looking at myself, that I have like a little like pouch.
Be all of us, because I feel like I have a pouch too. And then when I say it, my friends are like, if you don't shut the F up.
Right. Yeah. So just me looking at it. But I always think it's funny because I'm looking at it like, oh, and I know nobody's looking at me thinking that or seeing what I think I see. So that's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely look at our bodies through a different lens than everyone else does. For sure. Okay, so what I thought about while you were talking, is that it?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. First of all, let me just say I think it's ridiculous, because even though you definitely have an athletic body, but you still have like the Coca-Cola shape.
You think so?
You do. You have the hips.
What are you even saying to me right now?
You have a very cute shape. I'm just straight. I am a ruler. I have no hips, no, like, I don't even think my waist, like,
you feel like it's all
come. It's just straight. It's just straight up and down. But what I've found is, you know, in talking about the things that I don't like, I have things that I do like. So like, I do like my broad shoulders. Mm-hmm. I do like my arms. However, my broad shoulders sometimes accentuates the fact that I'm flat chested.
Right. Right.
So it's like finding that balance. And then what you said, like figuring out what works for you. Like, I think a lot of times people are like, oh my God, you guys have great bodies. And it's like, yeah, but just because my body is great, everything don't work for me. I can't put just anything on, you know? So I think that that's important, of like, you know, finding what works for your body type, because, you know, at the end of the day, we all, and I think we all have that thing that we like to accentuate too, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I thought about that. Like, girl, you love your shoulders, but that's the thing that be telling that's on you. Like, girl, you are flat.
Yeah. It's good that you mentioned that, because it would have been a good follow-up to say, like, okay, what do you like about your body? And I would say my legs. Mm-hmm. For sure. Like, if I'm going out or doing something, I try to, like, accentuate my legs. And it's funny, because when I was younger, I hated being tall. And, I mean, when you're young, like, I was literally tallest girl. I'm taller than all the boys. I used to, like, my posture was horrible, because mm-hmm. I was always, like, crouching down. And now it's, like, I love being tall. Like, I wouldn't trade that for anything. And I love my legs, so.
Samesies.
Yeah.
I do like my legs, even though I'm self-conscious about them. I'm conscious about them because I know that they're large, and I know that my body type isn't necessarily quarter miler body type.
Because I feel like you probably are more self-conscious about your thighs because you're on the 400.
Yeah, but if you were a track girl, so right.
Yeah,
they're going to be thick.
Yeah.
But to your point about the height,
yeah,
samesies. Yeah. Like, I was the tallest girl, tallest kid in the class, and I stopped growing at 5'8¾". Mm-hmm. And once upon a time, I would like try to shave the 3/4 off. Now, anytime right. someone asks, "How tall are you?" I'm like 5'8¾".
Yeah. Like, don't take away my like extra.
Exactly, yeah. I own it now.
Yeah.
But yeah, same thing. Like, I used to try to hunch over mm-hmm. and like hide my height, and now I'm just like, girl, own it. Yeah,
for sure. And I feel like my height's interesting because I'm taller than my dad. Like, I'm an anomaly in the family. Mm. So, and I have a twin brother who I'm taller than.
Wait.
Oh my, No.
Pause!
Tasha, you
did I know that?
I might have told you this 5 times this year already. Every time people are like, what? Every time. Y'all, I have a twin brother. So let's just deal with that right now. Anyway.
Okay.
I have a twin brother. I'm taller than him. And it was funny growing up. Everybody was like, don't worry. Like, you're going to hit your growth spurt. You're going to get taller than her. And it just never happened. It never happened. I'm taller than my dad. I'm 5'10". Like, my mom was like 5'3", maybe. My sister's like 5'5".
Well, okay. So I've heard that height comes from the mother's side.
Really?
Is anyone tall on your mom's side of the family?
No, it's my dad's side of the family that's really? Tall. Like, my great-grandmother was like 6'1", and then there's a bunch of like uncles and cousins that are like, okay, all the men there are like 6'1", 6'2". Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, it came from somewhere. So
yeah, wow, it's yeah. opposite for me. I don't have a twin brother, but I have a younger brother. He's 6'5".
Is he?
He's 6'5".
I don't think I've ever met your brother. Like, you in probably, real life, but haven't. I feel like I know him.
Yeah, because I'm always talking yeah. about him. I like gush about him yeah. all the time. But he's 6'5". My dad is 5'10", mm. unless he's lost a few inches, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then my mom is 5'8". So people look at my brother and they're like, where the hell did that yeah. come from? Yeah. But the men on my mom's side, they're all over 6 feet.
Okay.
So maybe I just got that because I'm like, oh, yeah. it came from our mom's side.
That's true.
But
he just made that up.
Funny enough, like, I love my brother's height, and he used to, I think now he's okay with it, but he used to be self-conscious about it too.
That's interesting as a
yeah, as a boy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he hated that we would be like, oh my God, he grew again. Cause it yeah. was like literally
every time you see him, like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
he hit a growth spurt that I was just like, wait, I just saw you 2 months ago. Why are you taller than me?
Right, right.
So anyway, we're getting off topic. Yeah. I always have to throw my little juju in there. He's graduating from Vanderbilt next week, by the way.
Congrats.
Yes, yes. Okay, so I kind of touched a little bit on body types for our events.
Right.
And that's kind of the thing. I'm going to do my shameless plug there. You might have heard my fiance shut the door. that is the one of the biggest reasons why I started my nonprofit, because I wanted to talk about body image. Because I think that you, me, other athletes in general, we're kind of revered as superheroes. And it's like, no, I got problems too.
Right.
And I go through the same thing. And I've had conversations with other athletes, and they're just as self-conscious right. about other things too. So just kind of speaking to, like, I don't look like the rest of the girls out there, but embracing, right. you know, I can't, there's not much that I can do to change it. Like, right. genetics is just genetics. So I am a little bit bigger than the rest of the girls. So it does, I'd be lying if I didn't say that I don't compare myself sometimes, you know, like
right.
looking at the other girls and seeing that they're, you know, a little smaller than me. The other thing that annoys me is, you know, they're Twitter thugs. We're in the time of, like, social media, and people just feel like they can say whatever they want to.
People come for you?
Oh, my gosh.
Stop it.
You need to lose weight. You're not fit. You're this, you're that. Yeah. But then when I meet people in person, they're like, oh, my God, you're so much smaller than you right. are on TV.
Right.
And I want to be like, yeah, and you were probably that person that sent me that nasty tweet.
Right.
But on the flip side, I'm like, but you also have no idea how I already feel about that.
Right.
And you're, like, saying these nasty things to me on social media because yeah. you just feel like you can.
That's a whole nother topic in and of itself. People, like, feeling like they can speak on other people.
Right.
But, and I think it's also interesting because it's probably because of the fact that you're on TV next to girls that are smaller than you.
Yeah.
You just appear.
I appear yeah. much larger.
So yeah. I feel like that was, it always happens when people see me in the hurdles. Mm-hmm. Where it's like all these girls that are like 5'1", and the camera's panning. And then it pans
and
up.
It has to pan goes up
like
you.
6 inches to me. And I'm all, and I and so they're 5'1", 5'2", and like, I don't know, 100 pounds. Like they're little girls.
Yeah.
For the most part. And I feel like I'm, even for being tall, I'm a little bit bigger than most tall girls as well.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I see myself on TV, I'm like, oh my gosh, I look ginormous.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the way I've looked at it, and I think looking at like Bolt has kind of like helped me in some ways because
that's seeing, a good example. Yeah.
Like just because something is the norm doesn't mean that you can't be successful outside of that.
Right.
So, prior to the Bolt era, sprinters were 100 meter sprinters were thought to be, you know,
shorter, stockier
a little mm-hmm. bit, right? And it was kind of like if you're over 6 or 6'2", your legs can't get going or for right. whatever reason. And then Bolt kind of came and showed like, no, like it's possible.
Yeah, I'm gonna run with yeah. the stride frequency of somebody that's 5'10",
right?
And I'm
right.
6'5",
right? So yeah, I think that helped me in a lot of ways where I was like, you know what? I don't have to exist within this realm.
Right.
I can definitely, like, I can create my own path and carve mm-hmm. my own way within the event. But I think the same thing, like, I compare myself a lot. I'm like, oh, man, it'd be nice. It'd be nice to be 5'3 and just sprinting between the hurdles and not yeah. having a yeah. chop, chop, chop.
I mean, I remember having a conversation with a, because the thing is, as you grow older, too, your body changes, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I want to talk about that, too.
Oh, Lord. So, I had a conversation with a nutritionist. And she was like, so what do you want to get down to? And I'm not going to say the number mm-hmm. because she's not. But what I will say, it was a number when I was like a junior in college. Uh-huh. I was like, you know, we took my weight and my body fat right after I PR'd. And it was this, this, this.
Right.
And she was like, so you went.
Right.
And I was like, yeah.
Make no sense.
She was like, it's not possible.
Right.
I was like, oh,
yeah.
You know, so even that, like, I had to come to terms with, like, my body is changing. There are things that, I can control the things that I eat. And I know that's one of the topics that we're going to get to. But there are certain things that it's just, like, it just is what it is.
Yeah.
So, but I think the thing that's interesting, though, and I mean, I guess, because now I'm thinking, since I started running so early, what did I look like? At okay. that age, like, yeah. how did they look at me and say, you're really a quarter miler, not a 100, 200 runner.
Right.
But I do think that once I hit womanhood, puberty, that's when I started to kind of get on the stockier side.
Right.
Because the other thing about me, too, like, I can just look at the weights and I right. put size on. Right. So it's really a true art of, like, Bruce being able to get me strong without putting bulk on.
Without doing a bunch of
yeah,
stuff.
Because yeah, because that's another misconception that is like, oh, well, it's muscle. And it's like, yeah, but I run a whole 400 meters. Mm-hmm. So
it's a lot to carry.
That's muscle yeah. that I still have to carry. So I'm going to have to go back and ask my coach,
why?
How yeah. did I always look the way that I look? Because, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, I think, especially as track athletes, we get so caught up on numbers. So, like, you know, I ran this time, or this is when I was my fastest. And, you know, there's value to, like, you know, keeping track of all yeah. that stuff, and for sure. But it, you can get too caught up in a lot of that stuff. And so looking back, I somehow found a photo of me when I first started, when I first went pro, so 2011. Mm-hmm. And I am, like, literally a stick. It's the craziest thing that I've ever seen. Like, I was like, who let me be this, like,
right.
skinny, like, and I'm, like, significantly bigger, but, like, I feel, like, way more functional now and stronger at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think I got, at that point, I was also really fixated on being lean. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be that lean.
Yeah.
And I think, and coaches also will kind of stress, like, you got to be small, you got to be small. Right. And so you get that in your head, and it was just like, and I think it got to the point where I remember, like, trying all these different, like, fad diets, like, okay, this is no carb. I was doing anything that was happening at the time, I was trying that. And I'm a biology major, so I'm always, like, reading, I'm yeah. doing all that stuff. And I'm, yeah, there's that one point, like, I wasn't eating carbs, I wasn't doing nothing, and I'm training.
Girl,
hard. Yeah. And, but, I mean, looking back, I can see how much that affected.
Yeah.
Because you can do that for a point in time, and yeah. your body will look amazing, because yeah. I had, like, probably 8% body fat at mm-hmm. that point. And then I got injured, I'm tired all the time, like, mm-hmm. a whole host of issues.
Right.
Because I wasn't fueling.
Isn't that the, like, I don't even know what the word that I'm looking for, but it's like, you look amazingly fit.
Right.
But in order to look fit,
yeah,
it's like you're unhealthy.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
And so you hit on a couple of things that I'm like, yep, went through that. Like, I used to weigh myself every day. Mm-hmm. Count. I never did, like, I'm not going to say the fad diets. I've definitely, like, tried to take bits and pieces from here and there, mm-hmm. but I never did, like, the cutting whole food groups out. Mm. The most extreme thing that I've done is, like, cutting out meat and just doing fish.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, but still fish.
Yeah. But, and that was extreme to me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I remember going through college, man, and some of the things the coaches would say, like, I witnessed some of my teammates having eating disorders.
Right.
Because, like, they're literally telling you, like, no carbs. You shouldn't be. And my coach would look at me and be, I will never forget, like, month before nationals, he's like, yeah, you need to lose about 5 pounds. And I'm like,
that's what I was just going to say.
Where am I going to lose this 5 pounds?
Yeah.
But then, like, the week before nationals, he says a comment like, oh, you look good, you look fit. Mm-hmm. And I was like, he's like, you lost the weight, huh? And I was like, no, I weigh the same thing.
Yeah.
But, and this is kind of like last week's topic about race shape.
Right.
It happens. True. You know, like,
yeah.
It, when you start getting into that race shape, that stuff, the extra weight, whatever, getting down to that leanness, mm-hmm. it naturally happens.
Right.
If you're training correctly and eating correctly, et cetera, et cetera. But to your point also, you can be too lean
yep.
to the point where you get injured. So yep. even, like, timing that throughout the season of, like, yep. and, like, being patient, like, putting on, I'm honest, this past summer, y'all know I got engaged. Put on a little love weight.
Right.
So I got back into training, and I'm like, ooh, I got to lose this weight. But I right. also had to be, like, patient. Like, you know, I'm not going to lose 10 pounds in a month.
Letting it happen over time.
You know what I mean?
That's the healthier way to, healthier right. way to do it. Yeah.
But then also, like, allowing myself to get there naturally, not getting injured. And then another topic that, I mean, I'm going to just touch on it here, but I feel like it's a podcast in itself. Like, women are not meant to be under 12% body fat.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
if we stay under there for a long time, we're messing with our reproductive organs. And I don't know about you,
yeah.
but I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. I want to have kids, yeah. you know? So
just to touch on that. So I feel like, this is the biggest I shouldn't say Bob says bigger, but my track weight, this is currently the biggest that I've
ever been. Yeah, and you we definitely touch on have to too, talk yeah. about that for sure.
But aside from just, like, I guess, like, messing up with your reproductive, because I feel like even when I've been really lean, I've always still had my menstrual cycle. Mm-hmm. And then they always kind of say, oh, if you're not, you don't have your cycle, then that's what messed up. But I was, like, emotionally, like imbalance. Not in a good, yeah, yeah. Like, and I feel like now at a bigger weight, I'm like happier.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I can like deal with things more where I didn't feel as resilient when I was that lean.
Cause you were probably hungry.
Yeah. just struggling in life. But yeah, so I feel like you can just be in a better place, you know?
Yeah.
When you, like, you don't have to be afraid of like keeping that on. And for me, my struggle is keeping weight on.
Yeah.
So I can see that. I have to work really
hard. Where mine is keeping it off.
Yeah. I actually have to like when it's time to cut, that'll happen. Yeah. To me. My struggle is keeping myself big enough to be able to train and to be able to handle all the training that we're doing. Cause we train so hard, high intensity.
Yeah.
If I'm not eating a bunch of food, I'll naturally just get lean. So once I start sprinting, like nothing stays on me.
That's a hard, once you start sprinting for sure, but it's a hard thing because it's like when you're training, I can tell how my appetite changes mm-hmm. from like training, not training.
Right.
When I'm doing certain types of training,
right.
That sort of thing. While we're on the topic about race weight, I want to highlight this article that I think is a great read for everyone. I when I came across the article, I was like, dang, another moment where I'm like, here it is, something I'm not going through by myself. It's by Kate Grace. She is a middle distance to long distance runner for Team USA. The title is Race Weight. You can go to her website, Fast Kate, FASTK8.com, and check it out. But she touches on a lot of the topics that we're talking about now as far as, you know, not cutting weight too soon and going through a lot of the struggles that we're talking about and like, you know, obsessing over weight and running into injuries because we're just too lean too soon, et cetera. So I thought that was a great read. And I think you ladies out there should read it as well.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing of understanding with race weight is like, there's a window for that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to just maintain that all year.
Right.
And I think in previous years, I have tried to just be like, well, I'm training. I need to be this, you know, through the whole year. And that's just not helpful. Let's talk about my bobsleigh track transformation.
Yeah.
So
I'm sorry. I'm laughing because I'm like getting some questions over here. That I'm like, I just got one that I'm like, you need a full on cuss out. But anyway.
Dang.
Sorry.
So yeah, doing bobsleigh was like an interesting opportunity for me. So one for my body frame now, I guess now, is being healthy and being functional.
Mm-hmm.
But doing bobsleigh showed me, you know, the different side of what healthy and functional looks like. So I gained about 20 pounds doing bobsleigh. And
which, by the way, when she said that, I was like, you're lying, but you gained 20 healthy pounds. And I know you said towards the end you had to like just chalk it on there. But one thing that I do want to insert in there, like when I was talking about obsessing over the weight, I've gotten to a point where I'm like, I'm not going to go off of what the scale says,
body composition,
but how I body comp, how I look, how I feel. And like you said, being healthy, like, because you will go crazy. So I can only imagine what it was like looking at, knowing that you had to put 20 pounds on, but then like the process of doing it, and you didn't have much time to put it on either.
About 6 months. Yeah. So initially we were trying to only put on like just lean muscle mass, but the timing was too short. I eventually was like, okay, I'm just need to eat a lot of food and it's going to come on fat.
I would have enjoyed that.
Oh girl, my life was amazing. Cause track, I mean, I'm pretty strict about my diet.
Yeah.
For track, but I mean, I'm talking cookies, cheese, like, because we're like, we need calories.
Yeah.
Cheesecake, apple pie, cookies, like, my plates were full.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Yes. So, but yeah, just putting the weight on. But I think my focus wasn't on necessarily gaining weight as it was just getting stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the weight came as that. But then it was interesting to look at my body like that, being like, I had thighs. Like, my booty was the biggest it's ever been in my life. I was like, oh, yes.
Yes.
But, like, looking at my body like that, and it's totally different than anything I'd ever experienced. Mm-hmm. But just being so okay with that at the same time, because it's like, this is what I need for to be successful right now. And then Yeah, and then coming back to track and then just kind of transforming right back to, like, where I used to be. Girl. So it was just, like, two different me's, but, like, two healthy me's. Yeah. Like, I was way bigger. I was a little softer, but that was still, like, a super... But I was the strongest I'd ever been. I was the most powerful that I've ever been. So it's interesting to kind of see this is two different Felicias, but, like, both were, like, successful.
Yeah.
So.
I think that's a fair or interesting topic to talk on, because you made the point that, like, you were 20 pounds weight difference, but you were a healthy, happy Felicia in either situation. And I think that that lends to the conversation about, like, you know, when we're talking about body image, especially in America, because I mean, I think we have similar, you know, in the Caribbean, you need to have a little extra weight on you.
For sure.
And that's...
My grandmother used to see me all the time and be like, you're looking small. You know,
you're right.
Like, I am, actually. And this is me, like, off season. She'll still look at me like that.
And I'll be eating and they're like, but where is it going? Like, you need to put some, you know, some weight on. But here in the States, beauty is like being small, right? And like being healthy is being small. But I think that's a true testament to, like, you can be healthy in so many different shapes and sizes. And I think that's also the beauty of track.
Yeah.
Where everything from sprinters up to throwers. So you see different body types that are still very healthy, successful, functioning bodies.
Right.
And, you know, it does come down to you embracing not only what you've worked for, but just some of it. You just honestly just can't help.
Genetics, yeah.
That's who you are, but, you know.
See, and this is, so I'd be looking on Instagram and I'm seeing a bunch of these girls like squats, booty squats and doing this stuff. And I'm like, that workout is trash. But you naturally have a nice booty and you naturally have this and you're just trying to sell this to people like, do this and you're
going
to
be good. Or some of them went under the Exactly. Me. See, look. God didn't want me to throw that shade. But some of them went under the knife for that stuff. Yeah. And
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you got, at some point, you have to just become self-aware and understanding, like, this is what my body frame looks like. And it can vary within that, but it's finding the healthiest spot for you personally. And, you know, if you're a little bit bigger, you're not going to be the super, super slim and lean person and being okay with that.
Yeah. I think, going back to that conversation with that dietitian or nutritionist, whatever. So coming up through college, and because especially in college, they put you through that whole, like, what do you weigh? What are you eating? All that stuff. And so I was, even then, when I would say I was the smallest that I was, just from a professional college standpoint, the scale was always higher than what I looked. So even to this day, when people ask me, what do you weigh? And I tell them, they're like, nah.
Me too, yeah.
And I'm like, nah, for real.
Yeah.
But my mom would always say, we have heavy bones. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, mom,
that
whatever.
That could be for real though.
So I had a body scan done and they were like, oh yeah, so your bones are really dense. I was like, wait. Like, I know.
And that's also why you probably, if you lift weights, if you have denser bones, it's more for the muscles to attach to you. So that's why when you lift, you'll just put it
Girl,
on.
Girl, but I was like 26, 27 before I figured it out. And I'm like, here I am trying to be 125 pounds. It'll and it's like, happen. Girl, your bones weigh 125 pounds. Like, that's not happening.
That's hilarious.
But again, that's another conversation that, like, we don't know about. Yeah. So I think it's another true testament to, like, stop obsessing over the scale.
Right.
You know, the scale is, what's the word, subjective.
Yeah. I agree. I tend to more care about how my body composition looks more than what the scale says. Because I've been in off season and been tiny by the scale.
Right.
And been not happy with the way that my body was looking.
Yeah.
And I've been fitter and been bigger. So it's more so about, like, okay, am I happy with what I'm seeing? Do I feel like I need to make some changes? More than, like, what the number is.
So that was my point, too, with, like, my coaches, you know, oh, you need to lose 5 pounds. Mm-hmm. Oh, you look great. Mm-hmm. And it was nothing but the number on the scale didn't change, but my body comp changed.
Right.
So, and I used to say it to them, too, like, y'all need to stop telling people to lose weight. Like, that's the wrong word.
Yeah.
Like, you need to lean up. You need to, you know, maybe cut some things not out, but down, or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But losing weight isn't always the answer.
Yeah.
All right. I think we got...
Do we have questions?
A couple of questions. Not too many. But was there anything else on there that we wanted to touch on?
Not really. But I mean, I guess one thing that I was thinking about, like, I guess we're talking a lot about people losing weight. I mean, and some people are smaller and they want to be, like, bigger. So mm-hmm. I think that kind of also falls in line with just kind of like working within, you know, what you know you're genetically given.
Right.
But I also think it's not any issue to look at your body and say, like, I want to make some changes.
Yeah.
And I it's not to say, like, if you're trying to lose 20 pounds, that's a negative thing. I just think it's got to make sure it's coming from, like, a positive place
mm-hmm.
and that you're doing it in a healthy way. And the reason that you want to do it is, like,
is health- for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because I'll be the first to say, when I retire, I'm getting boobs.
Are you really?
Yes, I am.
I enjoy my flat-chestedness enough that I'm like, that's fine. But I just want more booty and more thighs.
I got the booty.
Well, so I want I'm that, good. But I want my stomach to stay flat. That's the challenge.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Because the amount of food I'm going to eat.
That to, like, whole that. Gaining weight thing, you don't really have control over where the weight that's chooses true. To go.
That's true.
So,
when I did bobsleigh, my boobs are bigger.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had a few people comment. I was like, I was more womanly around, like, just all around.
Just all around.
And I enjoyed it. I was like, this is where I could be post track.
Yeah, I definitely think about what my post track body would be. Okay. To these questions. I saw one really good one on Twitter, but let me see what Instagram is talking about first. Okay. Someone said, what do you mean by body image? Do you mean like physical appearance? If it's that, how often do you weight train? I'm not really sure. Okay. Well, yes, we do mean physical appearances. And, I mean, Felicia and I weight train 3 days a week.
Yeah.
I'd say before, at one point I was doing 4 days a week. I don't know about you.
Bruce had mentioned that it might come into the program at some point.
Yeah.
But I've only done, and in the past I've traditionally done 3 days a week. And maybe later in the season, 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think... Have you ever been self-conscious about being a strong woman?
I was just going to ask that. Like, feeling bulky. Yeah. I think a lot of women are afraid to lift weights.
Yeah.
Because they're worried about getting too big. So, have I ever... I think younger, but not necessarily, like, since I've run track.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy... Like, when I'm lifting, to me, I see, like, that's adding to what I'm doing on the track. And usually my friends are like, they hype me like, oh, your arms look so good, your legs look so good. And I think women also have a misconception about if I lift, I'm going to get bulky, I'm going to be ginormous.
That is the most annoying
it's
thing.
It's not going to happen. Like, that I do hear not have enough testosterone.
Women say, exactly.
Like, you're just going to look amazing. Like, because you're going to tone up, you're going to, one, be stronger. Like, I think I see some people, like, you know, struggling to bring, like, grocery bags around sometimes. And you're like, man, like, or lifting, you know, like, a case of water. And I love the fact that I can do that so simply because of my training.
Yeah, I love it. But I do also love asking
people to do it. But have you ever been self-conscious about being, like,
I don't wealthy? Think so. Because I do enjoy... like flexing, and I'm one of those people that, like, talking about, like, getting into race shape, like, when my veins start popping and stuff, I'm like, ooh,
it's I'm ready. Coming. Yeah.
So I think I've always liked that. I think the part that I might have been a little bit self-conscious about was when, like, going through the puberty, so, like, the middle school, high school age, and seeing how the girls' bodies were changing, and how mine was just kind of, it was changing, but it was athletic.
Samesies.
I mean, samesies. I didn't get the boobs. I didn't get the hips.
It's just funny you say that, too, about me feeling like I look womanly, because my mom used to call me 11. because what? She said I was just two sticks.
No. And maybe,
but maybe younger. Maybe younger.
Maybe younger. And it might also be the uniform cut, too. Because you look like a Coca-Cola bottle to me. And I'm just... I'm the 11. I am the 11. Okay.
We're getting all the questions from the folks.
I'm going to save this one for last because this one is really good.
Okay.
Is there ever a point in your training where you are 100% happy with how you look and feel? Kind of touched on that a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I think for the majority, the only time I don't usually like the way I look is like beginning of the season.
Same.
Like maybe the first month of training, I'm like, ugh. And I also feel heavier.
Feel the difference.
Training
yeah.
feels harder.
Yeah.
But usually once I'm a month in, I'm like, pretty okay. And then obviously like competition time when you're super lean.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Same. I mean, I can't really, definitely in the off season, I come back with, even if I don't put on any extra weight, I'm like softer.
Yeah.
And I do enjoy being a hard body. So I think for sure going into that championship season time, I definitely...
But I think for us, in a lot of ways, our body represents the work that we've put in.
Yeah.
So I enjoy
not in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Exactly. I like seeing my body look like that because to me it's a reflection of what I've done ready. And feeling prepared. Yeah. So if I go into a championship softer or bigger, it's not even so much that I don't like the way I look; it's that I feel like I haven't prepared the way I want to.
Yeah.
That's more than anything.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess that goes back to, like, again, like, being prepared for that.
Right.
Race, exam, whatever you want to call it. Okay. How did you deal with the frustration of shopping for clothes with an athletic build?
Hmm.
I cannot stand clothes shopping simply because I feel like 80% of the clothes in stores don't look right. That was a bomb question because let me tell you, honey.
I feel like my bigger challenge is finding pants that fit me.
Yes.
That's one thing I have to. So the length and then finding something where the waist to like getting my legs in ratio is like, okay.
You mean getting something that girl?
Yeah.
Girl.
So
talk about it. Yeah. So I definitely have the thigh to waist ratio issue.
Right.
And then long sleeve shirts is a challenge for me.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
my arms are too big.
Yeah.
Then some things I'll look like a football player in because I have these broad shoulders. Right. So I have to do like structured shirts and I definitely go shopping and I'm in the stores like, who are they making this stuff for?
Right.
Because number one, I feel like as a whole, the demographic is moving to a more fit.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants to be fit. You see a lot of workout groups. Everyone's trying to be, you know, in shape and stuff. So I'm going to try this stuff on and I'm like,
yeah,
nah. And then the other thing that I think is cute when they're like, oh, so do you need like a size 0, size 2? Yeah. And I'm like,
no.
Thanks, girl.
I appreciate
it. I appreciate it, but go up a few sizes.
Yeah. I live in sweatpants, though. And a big thing, like, I, for the most part, I hate shopping for pants. I prefer being in athletic wear. So.
Felicia's lying.
What are you even saying? I mean,
okay,
right
all
now?
Right. All right, let me be fair. Because I say
girl,
I
live... look at me! Looking crazy right
I
now.
I say I live in sweatpants too, which I do. However, when Felicia gets cute, Felicia gets cute.
Yeah, if I'm going to go out, but
all right.
That's rare. And...
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
But do you, I have to get a lot of my stuff altered.
No, I don't usually alter stuff.
Yeah.
But I like, so now I think maybe to combat stuff, I love oversized.
Yeah,
I buy menswear. I do lots of like funky different stuff like that because if I go too traditional all the times, I won't find something that I like.
Yeah,
but unless it's just like a bodycon dress, easy.
Yeah,
like, but I'll buy a lot of oversized stuff, menswear stuff like that.
Same. I'm having an oversized moment myself.
Y'all need to go to Natasha's Instagram and look at her outfit that she wore for Easter. Because that joint, I was like, yeah.
But I got to give you a joke though, right? Because just totally off topic, but if you watch my YouTube channel, you know I ramble on about things. But the thing is, so we went to Easter service and we went to the early service. So the night before, I told Will, I was like, I don't want to hear your mouth in the morning, because he was watching like the basketball NBA playoffs are going on right now. So I was like, I don't want to hear your mouth in the morning. We need to be out the door by 9.
Right.
Had the outfit planned in my head, right? Right. Woke up in the morning. First of all, so I was going to wear like these, they're called like paper bag pants.
Okay.
I'll show you the picture in a second, because Felicia's over here giving me the look like, what?
Yeah.
So I'm ironing them and he gets out of the shower and he's like, what are those? Yeah.
So the outfit you just...
So I put them on and they were way too big.
Yeah.
So I was like scrambling. Anyway, we were late for church because at the last minute, I had to find something to wear. So I'm just grateful that that outfit turned out to be as cute as it did, because that was a last minute thing. It was these pants.
Oh, okay. I don't know how I feel, but that's what the paper bag is supposed to be. I see the vibe. He said,
what are those? I was like, if you don't leave me alone. But yeah, go to my Instagram, natashahastings.com. I could always use some more followers. okay. What are some ways to lose those few extra pounds that come on as you are getting in shape but early? We didn't really jump into the diet part of it. We just kind of...
I just think that's interesting because I'm assuming that person's an athlete because they're talking about early season. And I'm assuming most people know this, but some people might not know, but muscle is heavier than fat. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the times you can gain weight by the scale if you're putting on muscle.
Right.
And that's not necessarily a negative thing, obviously. So it's also distinguishing between what type of weight are you gaining in that point of time.
Yeah, I think that's a great point about like not obsessing over the scale and a number on the scale, but you know, paying attention to how your body is changing and how you feel.
When you need to
tighten up.
Yeah. What's your...
I tighten up.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly, I just try to clean up my diet. Right. And like I said, one of the things that I have done previously, and I've done it for a couple of years, and I found that it works really well. I see a naturopath, and I get tested for my food sensitivities and food allergens. Mm. And the thing that I've found is that a lot of times, you know, you just think food is healthy because by definition it's healthy, but sometimes the things that you're eating isn't
healthy for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So learning to eat for myself, because, you know, there are things that you think you're eating healthy, but your body doesn't agree with it. So because it doesn't agree with it, it's actually causing inflammation.
Yeah.
So you're actually holding on to some extra water weight.
Right.
And that's why I'm not as lean as I would like to be, or, you know?
Yeah.
But the thing with that is you have to stay on top of it because it changes.
Right.
So like the first time I had it done, chicken popped up. Like
I've also heard food sensitivities might develop just based off of something that you eat too
much.
Yeah.
So chicken popped up along with some other things, like shellfish was on there, gluten. I'm trying to think. The very first one that I took, because it changes, like I said. But, you know, after following that diet for a while, which, again, it's not the diet that I did get. It wasn't like cutting any major food group out. It was just changing what I was eating.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I ate more turkey and beef. And after doing that for 6 months, I saw my body change.
Right.
But then when I went and got retested, chicken was fine.
Right.
So
this just makes me think about something, and I guess this is one of my biggest, like, food tips, is variety.
Yeah.
Like, changing the way you eat and what you eat.
That's
like
one of my weaknesses, I will say.
I
will eat the same thing over and over and over and over and over.
But even in the same way that, like, and as athletes, we understand this, where if I'm doing a workout, and I do the same workout every single day, At some point, you're gonna plateau and be stagnant within that. And so your food is kind of a lot of the same way for us. So, yeah. I mean, the way it affects your body, but also the nutrients that you're going to get. Like, creating variety is going to give you the best opportunity to get a wide variety of nutrients.
Right.
So, yeah, I think that's a perfect to show that, like, eating the same thing over and over again it's not a positive.
Yeah, and I guess I had to go spend that extra money to get tested to find that out. Yeah. But it's the truth. Yeah.
And I was just going to say, my biggest when I'm like, okay, time to tighten up, is just cutting out all the, like, extras, you know. I feel like I eat relatively clean, but I still always allow myself, you know, some things every once in a while.
I feel like I really firmly believe that eating should not be punishment.
Right.
Because I work hard as hell every day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not going to have 5 scoops of ice cream, but maybe I'll have 1 scoop.
Right.
But like you said, like when it's time.
Yeah. There's no ice cream.
There's no ice cream.
Yeah. I just get rid of all my extras. Like, you know, no more Starbucks with whipped cream. Like all that stuff is now gone. But we're talking about a time frame of maybe a month that's actually happening. Not carrying that through the year. I always allow myself maybe like 80-20. 80% clean, 20% I'm allowed to live my life.
But you know what I find interesting about that too? Some of that stuff, when you train your taste buds enough, you don't even want that stuff anymore. Because like, speaking of no whipped cream, no, like, I got to a point, I love coffee. Mm-hmm. I literally got to a point where I can drink black coffee.
Yeah.
No cream.
Yeah.
Just sweetener.
I'm not drinking coffee anymore.
Oh, bless your soul. Like, there are things that I just cannot, like, coffee is one of them.
Yeah.
But, like I trained myself to just drink black coffee, a little bit of stevia, and I'm good. And people are like, what?
Yeah.
Like, no. And I'm like, if I do put cream, I use almond milk.
Right.
But I've trained myself to drink it that way, that even in the off season, and I'm not trying to cut out the extra.
Right. Yeah.
I still drink it that way.
Yeah.
So there are some things that, like, you literally do train your taste buds.
Total side note. And just, what's your go-to? It's off season. You just finished championship. What do you want to eat?
A bacon cheeseburger.
Really? I want desserts. I always want, like, I want cupcakes or, like, cheesecake.
Nah.
Or apple pie.
Part of me wants to say I'm not a sweets person, but I do like sweets.
Oh.
But if I had to choose, I'm going to go for, like, something with bacon on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sweets. Candy, actually, would probably be my first. Go and get a bag of... Okay, next question. Come with it.
This question is from the same person. As an athlete, how do you cope with non-athletes that say you look great, but you know racing with more than 3 pounds is hard? That's a delicate, not-so-delicate topic or question. Because I do find myself, how do I say this? Like, when I get certain compliments, there is the number one self-consciousness of thanks, but I know I have some tightening up to do.
Right.
But then I also don't want to sound ungrateful for the compliment because it's like, I have to remember that I view myself through a different lens.
Right.
So even when I say things to some of my friends where I'm like, ugh, I feel bloated today, or ugh, I just... And they're looking at me like, I know some of them want to cuss me out.
Right.
But I think it's one of those things where I have to be more mindful and kind of,
But I think people just need to understand that as a track athlete or as an athlete in general, like, our bodies are part of our equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And so looking at it and making them understand that this is a functional thing. So it's not, thank you for the compliment. I look great. But to be functional and to be, you know, achieve what I'm trying to achieve, I need this.
Gotta look this way.
So
I always think it's funny when people are like, oh, I want to come train with you. And I'll be like,
no, you don't.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You think my body looks great, but you don't want to do what I have to do to look like this.
That's true.
Yeah, and it's always interesting because when I get that question sometimes, like, how often do you train? How do you train? I'm almost like, I don't want to tell you because I feel like you're not, particularly like the high school, junior high school age,
right.
where I'm like, listen, just focus on what you're doing now.
Yeah.
Because what you're doing now is what you should what you be need, doing yeah. now. But yeah, to look like this, it's insane. I mean, it's a full-time job. We're out there.
That's the thing.
4 and 5 hours a day.
That's why.
It's not over there. Like, yeah. we come home and we're talking about diet, rest, yeah. all that. Even rest goes into how you look. If yeah. you don't sleep properly. So, yeah.
Listen, me and my sleep are... But I was just going to say, I think, you know, a lot of people look at our bodies and they're so impressed. And like you said, this is our full-time job. Yeah. My job is to look like this.
Yeah.
So I'm always super impressed when I'm, you know, if I'm at a gym or somewhere, you know, where someone is working out. And I know you have a full-time job.
Right.
And you're making time to come to the gym or to get this workout in. I'm always like, thank you for the compliment, but you the real MVP. Because I think that's showing that you're making
the effort
yeah. in making your health a priority.
Because I don't know that I'm going to have that kind of energy when I retire.
Well, listen, I know I am. It's going to be either two options. Either I'm going to eat super clean or I'm going to be working out every day because I want to maintain my body as much as possible.
Yeah. See, I'm going to have to work out every day because that
that's what I'm saying.
I don't, what do they say? Eat to live, don't live to eat.
Right.
Let me tell you something. The off season.
Enjoy food. Yeah, girl. I'm the same way. So,
eat clean, girl.
I think when I'm done with track, though, so my goal when I'm done with track is to pick up martial arts.
Oh, okay.
Because I need to do a workout that there's some motivation behind it, something that I'm trying to learn.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, if I'm just going to the gym to lift, I ain't going to go.
Yeah.
But if I have something.
I see that happening yeah. now with my fiance, with him right. retiring. And he's like, I just can't go to the gym and aimlessly train.
What like, am I lifting? What yeah. am I lifting? And then, like, I have no motivation to, like, when it gets hard. So I would feel like I'd need something.
I've definitely thought about that. And interestingly enough, I've thought about possibly doing some fitness modeling after mm-hmm. retiring. Mm-hmm. Only because I look at how they train and I'm like, it's definitely a mind game.
Right.
So, yeah. But I'm like, I don't know, bro, because they don't eat.
Yeah, that's something they're leaving.
They yeah. don't eat. Yeah. And when I'm hungry,
yeah,
I'm not a very nice person. So.
She gets hangry. I'm the same way.
I do. I really do. Well, I think there is a...
Well, you said there was one really good question.
I already asked it. The one about the clothes.
Oh.
Swipe through. When is your joint motivational book coming out? Oh, how did I miss this one? Okay. Mm-hmm. This is a good one. Mm-hmm. The world sees you both as perfect women, mm-hmm. but how do you overcome your insecurity?
Wow.
How did I miss this question too? Okay. So we have another question. I lied. We're not wrapping it up just yet.
I think for me, my biggest thing is just focusing on my positives. The
yeah.
things that I do enjoy about myself. And I think also just awareness of knowing, like you said, that sometimes the things that you see aren't
it's,
the things
it's
that,
a lie.
Yeah. So I think awareness of that and kind of not getting consumed by that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, focusing on the things that I do enjoy about myself. And if there's something that I absolutely, want to change, like just taking the time to like allow myself to change that.
Right. I think a lot of what you said of like focusing on the positives, focusing on the things that I have control over.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah. Like a big part of me is like, I acknowledge that I have insecurities,
right.
but then I also feel like I'm doing some pretty yeah. darn cool things. So I'm yeah. going to spend more time focusing on that than yeah. the things that I'm not so happy about.
Yeah.
And yes, to a certain extent, you know, how do I strengthen or make those areas better?
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it be in training, how I look at myself, whatever the case may be, but I spend more time, mm-hmm. you know, celebrating what I do, like yeah. versus being down about something that
and you can't change. Anyways. Right. Yeah.
I can't get my boobs now.
And then sometimes like you can be biased towards negative things or biased towards, you know, whatever you want to see. But if you make the conscious decision to look at the positive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, so, yeah, if you think like that, you're going to always see it and like, see created around you. But it's focusing on the things that you can't control, focusing on the things that... And we are, there's always something always. Good, like... So
always you think you fix that one thing and then something else creeps in. This one's kind of funny to me. Mm-hmm. Why do some fitness models work out in next to nothing when they wouldn't wear it to the gym?
Right.
Well, I'm not a fitness model, but I can tell you that as a runner, it just feels good to feel like you have nothing on while you're running.
Yeah.
Especially when you know you're looking bomb too. Yeah. Like when I know my abs are popping, like shirt coming off.
Yeah.
It could be 50 degrees. I'm still taking my shirt off.
Yeah.
But I think just our sport period, I can only speak from track because I don't have any other experience, but like I want to feel barefoot and I don't want to feel like anything's holding me back.
True.
So being able to strip down to, you know, my shorts and a sports bra.
Right.
I just feel like I'm going that much faster.
Yeah.
How true that is, I don't know.
I will purposely in workouts, like let's say if I got like 4 150s, I'll take off an article of clothing for
per
each
rep.
Rep.
I can't.
I feel like last rep, I got like the sports bra shorts. So I'm ready to go now. Cause yeah. But yeah, I agree. I mean, I like to feel free in my movements. But I can't speak on fitness models. I mean, obviously, if you're on Instagram, there's the draw.
Yeah.
All y'all liking their booty pics. So they say, well, let me put out more booty pics. So y'all need to start liking people who putting out, like, different content if you got an issue with it. That's all I got to say about that.
Drops the mic. Okay. Every time I'm thinking, like, we're going to wrap it. Yeah.
Questions maybe we should do like a live.
Or yeah.
Anyways.
Has body image ever impacted the way you train, compete, eat, mental health as a professional?
Yes. 100% yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think we definitely kind of touched on this a little bit as far as like race, weight, and I guess embracing the process that like, you know, you got to go through the phases of like being a little bit softer, fluffier, getting into race, weight, fitness wise. But I mean, definitely going into some races, either knowing that like, I'm not where I want to be. I mean, especially during the time that like this time of year, where it's like, you're still racing through.
You're not really, exactly.
And so like you're on a track in the same uniform that you're like, I really don't look that great in this right now. Yeah. That again is you with your insecurities, your crazy lens. But yeah, I mean, I guess for me, it's trusting the process and just knowing that like right now I look a certain way, but by June, July, August, and I think that does come with a level of emotional maturity too, and just understanding, because like we said earlier, we both were just trying to be mean and lean throughout. And it's like, that's impossible.
Yeah.
And I also think that when you're younger, you can get away with a lot more too. Right.
Yeah.
But as you get older, the body does different. So
I think, body image, the way I view myself and body image just being a part of that, it has an effect on like everything that I do on the track.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I want that to be as positive and as confident as possible at all times of the year so that I can be excelling at any time that I'm looking at myself in any type of negative way that's taking away from my performance. So the goal is always trying to see the positives and see what
Okay.
I mean, that's a good place. We covered a lot.
Yeah, we covered a lot. Thanks for your questions. I feel like this was like a really great conversation.
Yeah.
In regards to, again, our journeys, but our journeys through our body image. I mean, I know I had to come a long way, and I even like to say that it's still a work in progress. It's not to this day. I still look in the mirror and there are things that I'm like, I wish I could.
I think that's important for people to know, because people might look at you or look at me and kind of just think, oh, they got all together. And it's just like, or this point of like arrival.
Right.
And that point of arrival does not exist. And I'm sure, like, I'm sure Beyonce is looking at herself and you know what I mean? There's no point where you're like, okay, everything's perfect. There's no more problems. There's no more issues. Like, there's always something.
Yeah. And well, so, speaking of Beyonce, because...
Oh, she kind of talked about...
Yeah. And let me start off by saying I'm not a Beehive. I think she's incredibly talented, but I'm not in the Beehive. But I did appreciate, like, when Coachella was and people were like, mm-hmm. oh, she's pregnant again, she's pregnant mm-hmm. again. And then she finally came out and was like, yo, I just had twins. Like,
right. Let me be.
Yeah. And then in the documentary, which I have not watched, but I've heard people talk about, like, what she said as far as, like, she was eating air to lose that weight. And then still, you know, people were still looking at her like, and it's like, let her live. Yeah. She just had twins, you know? But even through all that, she did look bomb as hell. And she killed it at Coachella, so. Yeah.
I saw a video on Instagram of her fitting into her formation outfit, mm-hmm. I guess from before, like, one of her previous concerts. Mm-hmm. And she's so excited. She, like, FaceTimes Jay-Z. So, like, it's so cute where you can just really see, like, there has been a struggle.
Right.
And she was working to, like, you know.
So, yeah.
Like, there's always something that you're going to think about something. There's no point where you get to that. Everything's perfect. But that's life.
That is
life. And that's what makes life beautiful.
Stop looking on Instagram and TV and thinking everything is perfect. Yeah. There was a journey. There was a process. And with that, hope you enjoyed. We'll catch you guys next week.
Yeah. Signing out.
Same Diva time, Chronicles. Same place. Diva Chronicles. We out.
Thanks for tuning in, y'all.
Bye.